This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A powerful explosion apparently caused by a natural gas leak has blown away the outer walls from a five-star hotel in the heart of Cuba's capital, Havana, killing at least 18 people and injuring an estimated 64. Officials say about a dozen people are missing and that searchers are still hunting through the rubble for people who may be trapped. Cuban state television blamed the blast on a truck carrying natural gas that it was supplying to the hotel. The UN Security Council, which includes Russia, agreed on a statement Friday with strong support for Secretary General Antonio Guterres for his efforts to find a peaceful solution to what they called a dispute in Ukraine. The vote to adopt the statement, which was drafted by Norway and Mexico, would be the first such statement from the UN Security Council since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. At a news conference, Norwegian UN Ambassador Mona Juul said the UN Security Council fully backs the Secretary General's efforts to find a peaceful end to the war.
It is important that the UN Secretary General has the full backing of the Security Council for his effort towards a peaceful solution to the war in Ukraine. The UN family and international and national partners are doing heroic effort to support the Ukrainian people.
U.S. President Joe Biden announced Friday a new U.S. weapons package worth $150 million for Ukraine's efforts to fight Russia's invasion. According to a senior U.S. official, the package includes 25,000 artillery rounds, counter-artillery radars used for detecting the source of enemy fire, electronic jamming equipment,